Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
One thing I want to say, Jai Radha Mohana Kunja Vihari. Gopi Janavallava is a Gopal mantra. If you know Gopal mantra, this is the line of Gopal mantra. Part, last part. There are two parts, first part and last part. If you are meditating in the first part, you are like a, not in Raga, Raga Anuga, first part, Ragatmika Bhakti. Because you want to mother, you want to friend, this is that, for them is good. But who like Rupa Anuga, they meditate in Gopi Janavallava. So what is your meditation? Prabhupada say our meditation is Gopi Janavallava. We are not in Sakya Bhav, we are not in Vatsalya Bhav, we are Rupa Anuga. So we are Gopi Janavallava. This is the rahasya of this line. If you realize this and practice, then result can come. Gopi Janavallava is Rupanuga. If not, then Ragatmika or Raganuga. Jai Jai Sri.
So, reading from The Hidden Path of Devotion by Srila Narayan Maharaj. So, in the beginning of this book, Narayan Maharaj is describing the different stages of bhakti, starting with Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anada Nivritti, Nishta Ruchi, and finally, then Rati, or Ashakti, and then Bhav. So today I was thinking, since prem is the goal of our life, we should know a little bit about this prem. What is this prem? So Gurudev is describing here a little bit about what is prem. And then we switch to another book, to another text by Guru Govind Maharaj, where he's describing a little more detailed. You know, he's elaborating a little bit on that prem, especially on Radha prem. So I don't know if we get that far, but maybe we can do tomorrow also. So Maharaj, you just gave perfect introduction because now Gurudev is saying, there are two kinds of associates of Sri Krishna, Ragatmika and Raganuga.
This is the Gopal mantra. This Gopal mantra make you Raganuga also, and Ragatmika also, and Rupanuga also. Go on.
Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Subal, Sridham, and the gopis are all ragatmik.
You see, if you want to do that, do. But all Rupanuga is also ragatmik.
Topmost.
Rupa Anuga means you realize your sarup, your spiritual identity. Naran Maharaj is writing, sadhak rupe, seva sadhak rupena. Seva you can do with sadhak rup. But siddha rupena chhatrihi. What is meaning of this? So you can do the seva from the physical body. You can behave like a friend, you have behaved like a mother. But it's sadhak rup. Is not relating divinely there. Siddha rup, when a siddha rup, when you will realize your siddha rup, your spiritual form of the soul, that is siddha rup. I give this example with Jesus. He was son of his father, of God's son. Father, he say father. Why he say son? His siddha rup was son. His spiritual form was the son. He relate with son and father. Siddha rup means the soul form is the siddha rup. Physical form is the material form. Without living, not realizing my spiritual form is all just like Vaidivati. Doing better than others, but is not reaching the right point. Go on. We are very beginners. Nowhere.
And all of them are eternal associates in Golok Vrindavan. And those...
Yashoda mother and the Subal friend, they are all associates. And Rupa Anuga means, Raga Anuga means, you follow some of that. Is mean of Raga Anuga. You follow mother, Yashoda. You follow Subal. That is Raga Anuga. And Ragatmika means what they are doing, associate are doing, you realize that. How their rag was that. Is Ragatmika. And you follow them like that, is Raga Anuga. Go on.
So I don't have to read the rest of this of the sentence because what? You already finished.
No.
Maharaj, you said the same thing.
Sorry, I don't know. I'm learning from Mahajan.
He's just saying, and those who follow them are Raga Anuga.
Yes. So. Follow them. Following them.
So when a Raganuga Bhakta Sadaka, a practitioner of Raganuga Bhakti, is deeply absorbed.
Deeply. If I'm not going deep, wasting time, it's better to do business. Don't waste your time in this. You have to go deep to absorb yourself. In within yourself.
When a Raganuga Bhakta is deeply absorbed in associates of Krishna, like Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, a cowherd friend, or Krishna's most beloved gopis, that sadhaka's mood is called Raganuga. And his stage in bhakti is called Shuddha Sattva.
They come not in satoguna, not only in goodness. Suddha sattva is coming. Pure goodness. If pure goodness not come, we practice dharma, artha, kama, moksha, ignorance, passion and goodness. But no, this is not working without pure goodness. And pure goodness come when I realize my living soul, and from that we start practicing to serve like a mother, behaving like a mother with Krishna. That is Suddha Sattva. That is deep practice.
So this is a very high stage. Pure bhakti is not ordinary.
Bhakti line is not ordinary. Without going deep, we not realize. We go to the river, we take bath and come out. We have to go deep to feel that. In a spiritual life, also we not go deep. Externally we behave and we want to learn everything. Deep means going deep in the water, deep in within myself.
Deep into mood.
In mood. In mood also. Mood will come like that. Deepness will come in mood. Then negative influence, vibration will not affect you. You are so deep that you are strong to not go in the effect of negative vibration. If you are just something, then negative vibration can come to you and catch you. You will be affected with that. Close the phone, please. When you come, first you close your phones. Yes.
After Rati, prema appears in the heart. In that regard, I will tell a story.
What is the meaning of Rati?
Greed.
Lust.
Lust.
Rati is the wife of Kamadeva. That's Rati. When you have a desire for material karma in material world, you have full of lust of that. You don't see other things. You want to cover yourself if other is looking because of Rati. Madness of your lust. That Rati, that lusty desire should come here. Where? Read this line. Repeat that line.
After Rati?
No, more up. Read from full line.
From all the beginning?
One line more, Vajra.
This is a very high stage. This is a very high stage. Pure bhakti. It is not ordinary.
Yes.
And then he says, after Rati, Prem appears in the heart.
Rati, till we have to, when we go deep, because to get Rati, when my lusty desire, my desire will increase for that, then what will happen?
Prem
will happen. How you can cut the iron with the iron? You cannot cut the wood with wood to iron. So if you want to cut your material rati, lust, you have to cut with the spiritual lust. This rati, when it will increase here, and when will prem will come, love will come that place, then all material lusty desire and love, what you feel in material world, it will automatically change. But rati is important. Rati is not a greed. Greed means hamari chah. Chah honi chahiye. My wish, my desire only to get the rati. Sri Guru Charana Rati. Sai se uttam gati. So we want to practice first with the Charan Rati of Gurudev. Sri Guru Charana Rati, that lust I have to bring in your lotus feet. I am want to become lusty for your lotus feet. I want to cry. I never cry, but I want to cry to get this. I cannot live without that. Why uttam gati? Why the Guru Charan Rati is the highest? Because you will show me the way how to take the Swami's lotus feet. You are the kinkiri, you are the dasi of Radhika. When I will practice with you because you are with me, then you will recommend to me for Radhika that she has Rati for your lotus feet. You can accept this baby. She is ready.
Because Guru nothing keeps nothing for himself.
No, never.
Takes that and give it to.
Yeah. Guru never said, I say at night time, how he can teach devotion to me? Guru never teach devotion by his service. He gives the point to serve, and that is Radha Mohan. If you serve to him, I will be happy. You see yesterday, how was the flow here? All was there, full of lusty desire to clean and serve and make it. And it became so beautiful program yesterday evening. It's beautiful, unexpected, because Rati was there. Greed was there to do something for Radha Mohan. My Radha Mohan will come outside. We have to welcome him. This is the way. Impersonal philosophy is the not way for bhakti. Bhakti means to be come in lusty desire. Full of lust, madness. I no see other thing. The person is controlling me or looking me. I want to cover everything now to do this.
cannot hide.
No, I don't want to bother if somebody is looking my lusty desire. I want to do it. That is meaning of lusty desire. In the material world, you see one lusty desire. Lust bring to the karma. This is the beauty of lust. And all are doing in action in love, that is karma. They don't think for themselves, they are all busy in the service. Even the small babies are serving. I surprised, nobody is telling what to do. That's the beauty of greed, lusty desire. Greed make you too lusty. And that's a prayer. Why they are doing? Because they will get ahitakikripa by causeless mercy. Ahit means without reason they will get the mercy. No reason for that. They will get mercy. You will see, they already have mercy to do that. But if you see somebody is covered with his false ego, they cannot do that. But lusty person not to, they cover. All cover is out now. One pointed mind is there. One is to satisfy myself, material, and one is satisfied to you, my Lord. Atma sukh priti vancha dhare kam naam. Krishna sukh priti vancha dhare prem naam. You see this cover. Atma sukh, my for my enjoyment something is a karma. And Krishna sukh priti vancha dhare prem naam. You can differentiate yesterday evening and this sloka. Mahajan's word. To understand the word and to practice in life. That's the meaning. I don't need to explain this, but I want to explain which type of rati we want in my life. We want rati. That the same lust what we are in material world, when we want to do crazy mind become to enjoy my senses, that time when the lust is coming, how you become mad for that? That lust. Bring here.
In that regard, I will tell a story in brief. Sri Krishna is the Supreme Lord. He is quite independent. This means he is not dependent. He can do whatever he wants. Still, Mother Yashoda bound that powerful Krishna with a rope and he began to weep. Although he is the Supreme Lord. When Mother Yashoda told him, "I will punish you," he wept. Was his weeping imagination? Not at all. He feels that if Mother Yashoda will not love and serve him, he will not be able to remain alive for even a second.
One thing I want to say, hidden thing in this. You see, Mother Yashoda is an identity of the soul. But Krishna Supreme is independent. Right? If you are only soul, the nature of the soul is similar like a super soul. You become independent. Inside every living being is a nature to be independent or not. But you imagine, one mother can be independent? Mother cannot be independent because of his identification of mother. So this is the beauty of relationship. If I identify only soul, I will get the same nature like a savior, like a god, because his nature is independent and he is a total independent, and my nature is also total independent because I am the soul. I want to be independent. But the relation between the super soul, independent person, Supreme Lord, become not independent because of the love of the mother. And the soul was independent, but he get the form of the mother, he forget his independency. This is the beauty of relationship. As a soul, all living beings is independent. This nature is there. Until we are not in relation, we are independent. Our nature become independent. Watch yourself. Why you are independent? Because still you not come in relationship. The moment you will come in relation, you are not independent. Or the material relation, you can watch. And in a spiritual relation, you totally bind. And you decide to do, mother wants to bind Krishna. She try all the efforts to bind him. And become angry with Krishna without knowing that soul and super soul, he become like a, behaving like a mother, that I will beat you now. This is love. And this is because of relation is happening. Your independency is gone the moment you in relationship. And then your devotion is start. Then he also start loving to you. The Savior starts loving to you. The God has to love you. This Krishna has to love you. And he cry that I don't want to lose because I never get this love of motherly. I want to do what you will say. You bind me. Not, I don't want to lose this love. My nature is very independent, but I don't want to lose this. I want to become your son now. Do what you like. I will cry. This is the beauty of devotion. This is bhakti. I am tired with my independency. I don't want to do that with you. After so much giving love, I don't like this independence. It's over for me. Lord is telling, what about Jiva? God, the super soul, super independent person, he is crying. No, I don't want to lose this love of you. I want to be your baby only of your, because of your love. This is Rati. Prem. And I want to be a devotee without relation. What taste will come? He's an independent, soul is independent. How we will relate? We are always impersonal. And this is not Rupanuga. Is Raganuga, Ragatmika Bhakti. When you will reach to Rupanuga, what will happen to you? This is the beginning of devotion. The most independent person say, I don't want to do that. I want to see you like a mother and I want to become baby for you. You see? So what about this spirit soul in me? He's also independent. Nature is similar like this. You see, everyone is independent. Why they say? This is the nature of the living soul to be independent because of his nature. Because we have no relation, no love, no rati. So this is happening, my dear. Bogus. This is impersonal. This is no devotion. It's a passive, no relation. Shopping. You go to the shop, you have no relation. You buy the thing and pay your money and buy. This is the independency. Independent is nothing. But how my nature will go of independency? Even the Supreme Lord say, I want to leave this. I don't never get motherly love in my life. I don't want to be an independent Lord Supreme. I want to see myself like your son, baby. Bind me. And crying, sorry, mama, don't leave me. I don't want to leave your love. I make you too much trouble to bring so many rope to bind me. But your love, your lusty desire, this is lusty desire, to bind me is never ended. I surrender to your lotus feet, bind me. Today I want to bind with you. Because of your lusty desire. This is lust, you know. This is bhakti and this is devotion. So we don't want to lose. Supreme don't want to lose mother. And we don't want to lose our independency because we are got it. Some independency in my life. We don't want to lose my independency. Okay, keep it, but you will never get. Life will be totally dry whole life. Like he was dry, Krishna was dry, but when he feel the motherly love, then his feeling come and he start crying. His dryness is gone. When you not cry, then you are dry man. When you cry, your dryness is gone. You have some feeling to cry. Gone. In 1 second, his dryness, independency is gone. Not to lose mother. Right or not? Jai Narayan Maharaj ki jai.
Yeah.
When I read his all line, it gives so much feeling to me, I cannot say. And Prabhupada line, wow. Every time I realize new things. Wow.
Now you were a little bit ahead now, so we were back because you were faster than
my God.
No problem. At first, she threatened to beat him, but instead, she somehow bound him and tied him to a grinding mortar.
Mother wants to beat his son. And he is, in the eyes of mother, son. But in eyes of all living beings, he is a co-creator, supreme creator. And he listened to the threat of others. But today, he surrendered in the front of mother. He thinks this is my blessing from mother, that somebody is there who ready to beat me. This is the love. Whole universe, somebody cannot take the ego anything against me. I cut immediately. And now my mother love want to beat me. Oh, I'm so fortunate today. I get the love of mother. Tears start crying from the eyes of the Supreme Lord. Oh, nobody say to me like that. I'm so fortunate today. He want to be independent now. He want to be feel that mood of mother.
Actually, she bound him by her love and affection.
You see, what is necessary? Always when she is binding two fingers are missing. One is your love and second is your affection. These two fingers, love and affection.
Prem Gopal said this is to see myself and God, the connection. No? When you not see it, then there's always missing two fingers. You must see like Jesus.
Two finger, your love and your affection. Yeah.
This is called prem or pure love. If you want full connection with Krishna, then first develop spontaneous love for him.
That is rati. Spontaneous means non-stop. Lusty desire, that is lusty desire. I want to stop it, but it's all the time moving in the mind. Non-stop. It's spontaneous.
And first. First, he's saying, first develop spontaneous love.
Yes.
And then?
Then?
If you want full connection with Krishna, then first develop spontaneous love for him. Only then you have full connection.
Without relation possible. Then you will become independent because of the soul. If you know the soul, you will become independent. You cannot do that. You will see the soul will sue the super soul. That's it. Light can see if he has eyes to see the light. No more. Without relation. If this small become mother, then he can see this bigger, it's my son, but he's become baby now. My baby.
When spontaneous love is coming?
Mm-hmm.
Spontaneous love? When is coming?
Mm-hmm. When you have a relation. In material life, when you have a relation with your friend, girlfriend, if spontaneous love comes, then you become close to her. She got the spontaneous love, then you can start living too. That is, rati makes you too close. Then you develop relation. Similar thing is happening here. Yeah? It's not any different. This is the, rati is the same word. She was working in manager. She started cleaning the room. This is her job. But she, because of the spontaneous love, she don't want to work far from you. That is right. You don't bother for the money and prestige. That is a spontaneous love. Understand or not?
Yes, no, I understand more.
Everybody can understand. Jivere sarup hoy nitya Krishna das. This is the nature of the jiva to serve of love. Loving action. Nature. You do here or there. But you will do. One is no meaning and one is big meaning. Why we know, learn from no meaning? Because how we will know the meaning of that, feeling of that. To feel this, to use there. That is the meaning. All the circumstances is favorable. never unfavorable. Yes, go on.
So now Guru Govinda Maharaj is going a little more deeper. He's saying, also Radha has such prem.
When you listen about the mother, now you see the conjugal love. What is the difference between mother and conjugal love? Mother gave the birth from the navel to navel connection. One. Second thing, when we born, because mother is feeding from her breast, that time, even we don't know where is my food. Mother is putting in mouth, nipple, and pressing that milk can come, and I will taste that. And then I will like. And when I will like, she will teach me how to do this. And then she teaches us. And then we start taking our milk and start growing. And she cares for growing to me. This is the work of mother, and she has a right to be it. She has a right to love. She has a right to clean the kaka and pee-pee and whole night not sleep for baby. She do everything to make happy his baby. By knowing, maybe they grown up and they will not care. But motherly love will make you like that. Huh? Similar nature, you see, Krishna also leave. Mother Yashoda. Similarly, all mother knows that my son will leave me. After that, she forget till she is a mother. This is the relation, beauty of this motherly relation. Right? And conjugal love? Conjugal love is no hiding in between their love. That is conjugal love. If you hide something from your lover, is no conjugal love. Hiding is here. Spiritually, we hide. We have a two project. One is material project, one is a spiritual project. 10 minutes I give for your project, and whole day I am giving for my project. I am hiding from you for my project. It will work. The conjugal lover never hide anything from his conjugal love. She dress ornaments to please his husband, but before going to husband, Radharani start throwing. Manjari is asking, why are you throwing? You whole day dress for them. And you have to go to Krishna. And when he say, Arhe, it's too much weight for me to move for Krishna. And it's not, my walk is smooth. And what I will do, I will waste my 15 minutes to meet with him, to open this first. It's useless for me. She is throwing on the way. I don't need these things. For that time is okay when he was not with me. In his memory, I am wearing that. That he will feel good with this ornaments. When I have to meet in minutes, 10 minutes to him, then I will waste my 15 minutes to open this bogus. She starts throwing. This is Kanjuga. Nothing you need for that. You need Atma Samarpanam. Give yourself to your lover. That is the Kanjuga. No any covering and no any privacy from you. This is Kanjuga love. If I have privacy from you, what type of Kanjuga love is you are? This is Gopi Bhav. They have no any privacy with Krishna. That is Gopi Bhav. Sannyas mantra is Gopi Bhav mantra. Ask Maharaj. Yes? Means I have no privacy with you. Anything. What privacy with you? You are my lover, I am your beloved. What type of privacy I have to give you? Then you have to calculate what type of privacy we are keeping in my life for that. That we have to remove. You are very details to go deep and realize that.
Radha has such prem.
Such prem, highest prem.
But still, what does Radharani say? Radharani says, I have no love for Krishna. I am far, far away from it.
That is the humbleness. This is the first thing in the humbleness. If these qualities are not coming in our life, we are not Radharani followers. I have no love for him. She is the Alladini Sakti and she is telling, I have no love. You see, Mahaprabhu, Rai Ramananda meeting. And Mahaprabhu is herself Radhika. Sannyasi outside. When he see Rai Ramananda, he was king and outside not sannyas. But he see my Visakha is there. My Visakha, who is my very dear, and she is inspiring me all the time how to meet your lover. Today I am meeting to be my Visakha, to revive my love. Although she was so much deep in love, Chaitanya, he says, right? I cannot talk you outside because these all are karamkandi sit behind us. And when we are rolling and loving and hugging each other, they think what crazy they are. One sannyasi is rolling for king, and king is rolling for sannyasi. Crying and rolling like a girl, like a crazy. Karam Kandi cannot understand. Why Jesus say, Old Testament you will never understand. I have to make new testament to follow love. This is only rules and regulations. Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti cannot give you Raga Bhakti. Somebody say, I will do Vaidhi Bhakti and I will get Raga Bhakti. Okay, you can take it. But maybe next life. When you will clean with your Vaidhi practice, that Raga will come. Yes. So, Mahaprabhu is ruling, then he understands it's not right place to talk this confidential thing. She is my Vishakha, and how Radhika can talk private talks in the front of all Karamkandis? We will meet privately and discuss. So similarly, is a rasic topics. Rasic should important. Karamkandi cannot understand this. Who practice Old Testament, they will not understand the words of Jesus. Why he is mad for his father? Why he is crying? And he is telling all his brothers and sisters. For them is not understanding. It's a different issue. Love is a different issue. And Karamkanda is a different issue. One gives material result to you. One gives spiritual love to you. Different way of bringing.
Time. So she's saying, I do not have that Krishna Prem Dhan, Dhana, the invaluable asset of Krishna Prem. Therefore, I am poor.
I'm poor. In Krishna prayer, Krishna say, I'm a beggar. I want to beg from you, all of you, to understand Radhika's prayer. I'm a student of Radhika to learn the love from her. Without humbleness, love cannot flow. You see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he forget his ego and he start crying, sorry, Mama, I don't want to leave you. It was my false ego. You cannot bind me. But sorry, Mama, I don't want to leave you. You bind me, beat me, but like, I don't want to leave your love. So he starts crying. Love is meaning this. Lovers cannot renounce dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Why liberation of this love? Mother will say, son, I will liberate you. They cannot say this. Beloved will say to lover that I will liberate you. Impossible. It's not love. Or you have love is material love for business, for some dealing. Dealing not fixed, so problem is coming. Divine love never renounced. Yeah. Tomorrow we can do. Sorry. Evening also is okay now.
We can continue in evening
time. Evening time.
Yes, please.
4:30?
Yes.
Huh? If you are.
Yes.
Where Gurudev, here or there?
We are here, because my room has very small space. Right? You cannot differentiate lovers. Who is in love, you cannot say, no, this is not good, they are separate words. Lovers are lovers. Different mood of love. You know, you cannot deny their love if you understand the love. You will respect more and more to that love. Wow! How the great love is. But priest who is in ritual injunction, they will categorize of all things. And lovers will cannot categorize. One is mother love, one is son love. Mother knows that my son has a lover. But she's so sweet. And sometimes she enjoys and sometimes she covers, she keeps. She knows, but she will not talk from her mouth. Friend love, she knows everything. Her mother will not know. It's a never to never connection. But she adjusts with all happiness. She is more happy. My son is grown up now. No problem. Now he has a lover. He has a friend. Right or not? This is the mother love. And conjugal love, they become jealous. If his lover has another friend. Different mood. One son and father has a different mood. How you can adjust with all mood is the one? No, possible. Son, father, love is father, so you have to prove me. And then I will help you. Mother say, you are not qualified. I will give you back. But you have to not to say to your father. If you say that, I will not give you. No, I will say to father. Give. I am happy you give me. And then he goes to father. What? What you want? I want some money. Why? I give you money, you can show me the account, what you do that? All accounting, mother will never ask accounting. You have to prove how many steps you run. If you know stepping, 8 steps, I will not move 16 steps to you. It's a conditional love. It's not unconditional. There is a condition. You have to step 8 steps first, then I will go 16 steps. What is this? Unconditional. Wasting your time for useless things. Conditional love. See, my Swami, she has unconditional love. Mother has unconditional love. Right or not?
Yes.
He's a black and he has many conditions. He's never straight and he wants to make you right, no straight. Karma. His only business to do a karma and attraction to attract her lover and to attract her mother. He has no other business.
So they show their love.
Yeah. They have no business to give love. Beloved has only to give love to lover. And mother has to give love to his son. Unconditional. Unconditional. You see? Thank you. Very good. Can you hang in my room outside too?
He brought Dadu, I love you.
Yes, very good. I also love you. Give him toffee also. Yes. Understand?
Radhe, Radhe, Govind.